The Nobel Prize for Economics was announced today. It goes to William Vickery of Columbia University in New York and James Merlis of Cambridge University in England. The two men will share a prize of about $1.12 million. Vickery and Merlis were singled out by the Nobel Committee for research which laid the groundwork for understanding how economic decisions are made when the parties involved have unequal or asymmetric information. NPR's John Itzde explains.
The classical theory of how markets work, the one many of us were taught in introductory economics, assumes that all information about a product is available and that both buyer and seller possess that information. So it's easy to find the fair price for the product. The problem is, of course, that in the real world, buyers and sellers don't always have equal information. For instance, I may know that the used car I'm selling is a good car, but you may suspect it's a lemon and decide not to buy it. The unequal or asymmetric information has caused me to lose the sale. The market broke down. Today's Nobel winners received their prize for providing greater understanding of this problem and how to attack it. Robert Solow, a Nobel laureate from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, says Dr. Merlis is best known among economists for exploring the problems governments have in setting income tax rates when they don't have adequate information about what effect the rate will have on a taxpayer's willingness to work.
If you levy a high tax on them, they will provide less of that valuable service. And so he asked himself, what would the best possible tax schedule from society's point of view look like?
The methods Dr. Merlis developed to study this problem turn out to be applicable to a whole range of situations where buyers and sellers have unequal information. One of Professor Vickery's contributions in this area was his study of sealed bid auctions, where buyers know what an object is worth to themselves but have no idea what others will bid for it. In that kind of auction, buyers are fearful of bidding what they think the item is truly worth because then they'll have to pay full price for it and have no potential to make a profit. So Vickery, who spoke with us today from Columbia, suggested a second price auction.
In the second price auction, it's a sealed price auction again, but the agreement is that the item will be sold to the person who puts in the highest bid, but at the second highest price.
In this way, the buyer does not have to pay his top price for the item, but feels free to make a bid at that top price, a price level which he or she believes represents the true value of the object. Vickery says this leads to more accurate price setting and more efficient markets. Vickery says he's moved on to a new task in recent years, revitalizing Keynesian economics, a theory which embraces the idea that big government spending and even large deficits can be good for the economy. Vickery clearly is swimming against the onrushing political tide. He advocates greater deficits and higher government debt to make up for the added savings people are doing for retirement. Without that deficit spending, he says, the economy will grind down as people save instead of consume.
What saving is non-spending. And non-spending is non-income to somebody. If I save by not having my hair cut, that results in my savings, but the barber's dis-saving.
So you're saying you need to substitute the government spending.
And you need to substitute the government spending for it in order to get the economy to work.
Professor Vickery says he'll use his sudden fame to popularize this idea. I'm John Itzde in Washington.